This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
MLB, we need to talk.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is not the first time there has been a design flaw with professional sports merchandise so bad.
You are correct.
They are going to have to scrap the entire thing.
Now, this isn't the MLB's fault. This is New Era's fault. The hat company. And they are the same company that had the massive issue. This was 1 year ago.
I thought so.
Last season.
But I would remind you that New Era has a marketing contract with Major League Baseball, and my bet and my guess would be
it's over.
That every team has to approve the design before it's released.
So let's start with the Kansas City Royals, because that's one we can talk about.
Okay.
Picture your normal royal blue with white logo hat that just says in the beautiful cursive, Royals. Mm-hmm. That's what that says, just says Royals. And then someone at the hat company thought, oh my gosh, let's then take the main letter or letters from the cities and smash it on
right
top.
Right in the middle.
On the middle. So it looks like a design flaw where Royals is beautifully spelled out, and then someone accidentally smashed
the KC on it.
So it really looks like R
Rockyals.
KC ALS Rockyals. That is only one of the few we can state on the air, because when they smash letters on some other teams' names.
So let me do this as cleanly as we can.
It's hilariously vulgar.
So Boston, all right, we'll get to that in a minute, Dan. I know which one you just looked at.
Dan, Google it.
You cannot say a bad word, even if it's in a foreign language.
No.
That is a violation.
Foreign language? No, I'm looking at Houston.
Oh, Houston's, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say the Astros, they slapped an H right in the middle.
Yeah, that's what they did, Sam. Yeah.
The T and the R are missing, so it's A-S-H-O-S.
Mm-hmm.
So with Boston, you know the iconic Boston B that they have. Theirs does not say Red Sox. It just says Boston across the front, and they slapped the iconic B logo that's on their hats right over the S and the T, so it just reads Bobon. Now, with Texas, Texas is an interesting one. And I'm going to do this very carefully, because this is the one that could get us fined. Let's just say the T that they use for their hats during most regular season games covers up the X. And I'm leaving it at that. That is a bad word in the Spanish language.
It's the Angels that first caught my eye. Because it's an A covering up the G. So what's supposed to just say Angels now says A-N-A-E-L-S.
Anneals.
No.
No, that's
not what jumped out at me, Sam.
Anneals?
How about the Marlins?
What are the Marlins? Tell me that one.
M-M-M-I.
Yeah, Boston is Bobon. We can read that one. But we were sounding these out during a break. Anyone who is in...
They're ugly, by the way.
Oh, they're horrible.
This is incredible.
Anyone who is in marketing... the Phillies, by the way, because of the big P smashed on top, just says, Phippies. Does no one run this by someone in a boardroom with deep mahogany desks and windows overlooking major... Does no one come up with this idea and then say, hey... We should test this out before we mass produce these and send them off into stores everywhere.
Probably ask the lowest person on the totem pole, what do you think about these? And they probably say, yeah, that's
I wouldn't
good.
Go with that. That looks like...
The Washington Nawals.
Yeah, Detroit is Dedoit.
This is the Nawals, as Dan said.
The Mariners, the S for Seattle, yeah. Right in the middle of Mariners. Massers.
The Massers, okay.
Macers, whatever.
Why?
Houston is the best.
Does no one look at this stuff?
Houston is, that's a special hat.
That's a special one. If you can get your hands on that one, that is a collectible.
Well, good luck, because, Barstool and others are reporting that as of late yesterday, you could no longer find... that Texas hat with a vulgar Spanish word for a woman's body part.
Parts.
They have also removed, Los Angeles Angels has to go. That is no longer available.
Have you guys seen the Colorado Rockies rendition?
What does it say? Slowly.
CADORORIES.
Wait, say it again?
COCADO. Because, you know, they put the C and the R on there.
Okay.
So it says COCADO instead of Colorado, RORIES. Because they put the R for Rockies.
It sort of spells Cocodoros.
Cocodoros.
What were you people thinking?
I don't know. Let's say how many teams are there in Major League Baseball? I don't even know.
I think there's 30.
Okay. So let's say that, let's just go with 30. Let's say there's 30 teams, and this ding-a-ling company, 2 years in a row, has screwed this up. And has the contract to provide how many hats, would you say, for one entire Major League Baseball team?
If I'm not mistaken, New Era owns the rights to all Major League Baseball teams.
Got it.
For hats.
So we're talking millions per city.
Yes, but I believe it's only for fitted hats.
Okay. What does it cost to produce one of those hats? They sell them for, let's say,
$30.
Let's say $40. They probably cost $15 to produce.
Oh,
in China, probably a lot less.
My point
15
is,
cents.
Yeah.
They now have to do this all over again for the second year in a row. And remind me, Sam, why were they so bad last year?
Well, I forgot back in 2021, they did this again. They did it with the New Era area code hats.
That's right.
The Royals featured three different area codes. Would you like to guess which ones they featured?
It was 785, 316, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Wichita?
Yep.
620.
And was it 913?
And 913. They did not include...
The 816.
The area code in which the city sits.
I forgot about that one.
And there was a pig and a saxophone on there.
That's right. A pig and a saxophone. Mm-hmm. That's right.
There were a bunch of Houston...
Man.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Reel it in.
One more. Yeah. Daniel, I think we need to take a timeout in the newsroom for 5 minutes or until the next commercial break. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're getting ahead of yourself there, friend. By the way, this is why I hate the portal in the NCAA. Mm. Dan Hurley, who is the head coach, Bobby Hurley's brother, from Duke fame back in the day. Danny Hurley is the head coach of UConn. They have won the last two NCAA titles. They're going for a three in a row.
Dare we say a peat of the three?
Mm-hmm. But it's highly unlikely that they're going to get it. Danny Hurley said on 60 Minutes on Sunday night that more than 50% of his team has already told him they're headed to the portal or have already agreed to go to another team already. 50% of the team that has been the most successful in college basketball for the last 3 years, 50% of that team is leaving.
Yep.
This is why I hate the portal.
And if you were to buy a jersey, it doesn't really last or remain relevant for very long.
Maybe a season, maybe two. Well, I don't know if we're going to have time.
They go to these big schools, and they have a good performance on the court, and maybe they were offered $2 million in NIL money to play at this big school. Another school is going to offer them $5 million. Come on over.
There is only one team outside of the obvious that I'm going to be rooting for during this march. Did you see that one basketball team has a player? He plays for Wofford. He shoots his free throws granny style under his legs. And America is just now finding this out because he went up to the line last night and I think everyone stopped and went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Run that back. Did he just granny style that?
He sure does, doesn't he?
He granny styles his free throws.
I bet he has a better free throw percentage than everybody else on the
court. What's his name?
You are the third person to say that, Sam, that somehow it's better.
What's his name?
Kyle Filewich.
Spell it.
Kyler Filewich. K-Y-L-E-R. Filewich. Just
I got it.
Google him and granny throw. It is a full-on granny throw. One of the reasons I'm so impressed by this kid is, do you know how many coaches had to try to knock that down over the years and tell him, no, that's not the correct, proper way to do it? And he was like, no, I'm going to do the free throw the way I want to do it. And then somehow he gets all the way to NCAA-level basketball.
You might want to dial this one back a little bit. You might want to dial it back.
Why?
His free throw percentage in this past season is 31.8%.
What is a good free throw percentage?
Not lower than 31.8%. A good free throw percentage would be north of 70.
It's a very odd style. And by the way, I'm trying to describe this. When he goes down with that ball between his legs, his arms are completely straight. Completely straight. And then as he hoops it up, he sort of leans to one side.
So at the end of the game, if Wofford is leading by a couple of points, he's the guy you foul. He has a career free throw percentage of 37%.
Okay, then why? I go back to my original question. He has clearly had this style his entire career. He can't be bad, Scott, or he wouldn't be playing for any team
in
the NCAA.
He averages 12 points a game, which is average. It's okay.
Statistically, and they've done studies on this, it is more accurate to throw the free throw granny style than the standard way to shoot a basketball.
Can you throw it granny style just from the three-point arc? Or?
Oh, you can shoot it however you want to. However,
you could.
In gameplay, to throw it granny style, you're going to get blocked every single time.
Okay, so only at the free throw line, and it still doesn't work when he does it.
When he does it, it is not successful.
Then why are they still letting him do it?
I think he started doing it in February. Because his regular free throws were so bad.
Oh, that would be why his percentage is so low.
Oh.
I wonder what his percentage has been since he switched. Thank you, Dan.
Bingo.
Look at you doing research.
Listen to this from Barstool Sports.
Time out.
Basketball is a beautiful game. Wofford, big man, rocking a headband and casually banking in granny-style free throws. You gotta love March.
Okay. All right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know we're late. He switched to the granny shot in February because of his struggles with free throws. Now he's hitting about 40% of them since he went granny style.
That's an upgrade.
So he's up 9%.
Rick Barry, by the way, made it famous in the NBA.
That is correct.
Really? There was an NBA guy?
Yes, I forgot about Rick Barry. That's right, back in the 70s.
Percentage?
And Wofford won their conference championship.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott. That's Dan over there here on KMBZ. I cannot hear this song without thinking about Congressman Kevin Yoder.
It's his jam.
It is his jam. It is his jam.
I know we're moving on, but real quick from the text line, Wilt Chamberlain apparently also did the granny shot for a number of years.
Really?
Rick Barry, by the way, had a 90% free throw.
I just feel like in junior high or high school, you're going to get that coach that's like, not in here. You're not. Get that out of here. We're not doing that. And, you know, so for a couple of them to go all the way up to NCAA or NBA and still have that style, good on them.
I've never understood the player with the 30% free throw. Shaq.
Like how they end up in the position they're in?
Well, no, how they end up starting. Greg Ostertag.
Yeah.
And it's always the big guys. Why?
from the text line, the Wofford player is 12th in the nation in rebounding.
There it is.
That ball comes off the glass. It's going into your hands.
That's right. Story here from the Topeka Capital Journal. A former state trooper and National Guard chaplain.
This is... Whew.
And it's the same person, by the way. Has lost his certification after shoplifting... Okay.
Keep reading it. I know. It's from the Topeka Capital Journal.
A former state trooper and National Guard chaplain has lost his certification after shoplifting donuts. You can't write it.
I thought you were joking.
It's right there, Dana. Donuts.
No, I thought Sam was joking because in the newsroom earlier he said donuts and I went, ha ha.
No, that was me who said that.
I thought you were joking.
Oh, no, it's real.
Boop.
And other merchandise from local Walmart stores while on duty and wearing his military and law enforcement uniforms. Mark Lienertz had his certification revoked last month. The move came after Lienertz pleaded guilty in Shawnee County District Court to two counts of misdemeanor theft and one count of official misconduct. The order found that the convictions... No, there was no doop because he was going through self-checkout and not doop. The order found that the convictions mean that Lienertz no longer meets the minimum requirements for certification. Additionally, he failed to maintain good moral character sufficient to warrant the public trust in him as a law enforcement officer.
So he didn't even skip scan?
He was criminally charged in October of 2023, pleaded guilty in August 2024.
By the way, in the Air National Guard in Kansas, he was a lieutenant colonel. Two promotions away from being a general.
Is it possible ever, and I am not saying this is okay, but I'm just stunned that one would put their entire career on the line over a donut. Is it possible he had 50 items and just didn't scan the donut?
From the Topeka Police Department Detective Brady Qualls, quote, I concluded that Lieutenant Colonel Lienertz had in fact failed to render payment for multiple goods using a tactic commonly referred to as skip scanning.
I told you.
A method of feigning the appearance of scanning an item and or performing actions faster than the system can record the transaction.
He was doing the old I Love Lucy where he was just boom, 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 boom. And if it doesn't beep, I didn't know.
The detective reviewed videos of Lieutenant Colonel Lienertz using the self-checkouts, then compared receipts from those transactions against the items that he put in the grocery bag. Investigators found $317 in stolen merchandise across 13 total cases of theft. In two of the shoplifting cases, Colonel Lienertz was on duty wearing his Kansas Highway Patrol uniform. In three of them, he was wearing his Kansas Air National Guard uniform.
Okay.
You want to guess why?
Wait.
You want to guess
why?
No one is going to suspect him. But the topic here, and call in on this, 913-586-7798 is the next sentence. The last shoplifting case happened in September of 2023 after he had already been placed on administrative leave and notified he was under investigation for theft. And in that case, he was wearing his National Guard uniform. He took five boxes of donuts, but only scanned two.
Five boxes?
Go
back.
Man's
got to eat.
Go back to that sentence. What is it? Is he a kleptomaniac? You have already been told you are under investigation by the Kansas Highway Patrol. Your job is on the line. Is it possible maybe you got out of there with some items you didn't pay for? And then he goes right back the last time and skip scans donuts. What does that say to you?
If the allegations are true, he has mental problems that I cannot fix, but my psychologist that I met with this morning.
13 cases.
He pleaded guilty, didn't he?
He did.
Did he plead guilty?
Cases, and once he is warned, we're on to you, we're investigating, he shoplifts again. I'm telling you guys, I am fascinated.
By the kleptomaniac?
By the kleptomaniac.
Winona Ryder.
Why would you throw your entire career away? That was the nail in the coffin, was the box of donuts. Five boxes of donuts, actually.
Well, three, because he paid for two.
He wanted some more donuts.
Do you want to know the additional stolen merchandise? Because I have the list. Hold, please. Hawaiian rolls. I love those rolls.
They are good.
M&M's, Bomb Pops, Oreos.
Very healthy guy.
What is he, seven? Lunchables.
Boy, he's a junk food addict, too.
Gatorade.
I like Gatorade.
Sunscreen.
Well, you want to be protected.
Hair product, deodorant, and dog food. Dog food's expensive. At least some of the redactions in the file, Scott, appear to be the parts of the affidavit detailing when questioned what he said about it. Why would they redact that? I want to know what he said.
I think we have every right to know what he said.
I service my community.
He would, quote, stack multiple items of the same item together and pass them along the scanner together as if they were one. So, you know, read that. Let's stick with Oreos. Those packages are, you know, rectangular.
Yep.
The investigation showed he would take two or three of those
and scan them as one.
You slide them over at the same time, mm-hmm. stacked mm-hmm. as one.
Then you put them in the bag. Nobody's the wiser.
Oh, they were the wiser.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Academy Award winner Helen Hunt. Yes, from Twister fame. Yes, As Good As It Gets.
Mad About You.
Mad About You, of course, with Paul Reiser.
Appeared in a number of TV shows as well.
Will be joining us at 4:15 this afternoon. She is on the lineup for Comic-Con this year. Helen Hunt at 4:15. Bill in Leavenworth. Bill, hello.
Hey, guys. It's a beautiful day.
Amen.
So I don't think people really understand that when they ring something up at the, I call them the shoplifting lines, that when they put it into the bag area, those are scales. So it knows, the computer knows how much the item weighs. So when you put it over in the bag, that item should come up.
Oh.
So that's how they catch the shoplifters.
Hmm. You want to hear something interesting in this case, Bill? He, you know, he's accused of like multiple scanning. He's accused of like doing the fake handheld scanner, but he doesn't really do it. Then it says they knew he knew what he was doing. And here's why. Lienertz was attentive enough to what was being scanned that when he would accidentally double scan a single item, he would flag down an employee and have them remove that so he wouldn't overpay.
Oh, my.
So if it was against him, like in against his favor, he would click the light and say, come on, I accidentally double scanned this.
Now, Bill, do you know, are they still weighed? Because it has been a very long time since I got the unexpected item in the bagging area. Please press the button for assistance.
You got it. That's exactly what it does.
But well, that's what it used to do. And Sam's right.
It still does it. But it notifies the person standing there watching you.
Yeah.
So now instead of holding you up, it's more covert, and they're just keeping an eye on you to make sure you're stealing.
And if you look at the story, you guys, there are six bullet points of six different ways he was skip scanning. It wasn't like once he accidentally did. That is not what this is.
No.
There are six, and they went back on surveillance and watched this. Verified different ways he was trying to
skip
steal.
Scanning.
I mean, it's theft.
Well, clearly. Roy, but let's remind everyone, he was not only a law enforcement officer, he was a religious leader.
Amen.
Amen.
What? Why? Why would you do that?
Everything that he professionally is against, he did.
And apparently a junk food addict.
The items that he skip scanned are telling.
The text line says that now the unexpected item in the baggage area, instead of holding you up and frustrating everybody like Dana who uses self-checkout, the camera just takes a picture to log the fact that you are stealing.
Right. And so then my guess is, like this guy here, once they know who you are and they've seen you do it, they then start compiling, and then they wait until you get to 10, 11, 12 times, and then they call police. And
well,
say,
this makes me nervous. Are they taking a bunch of pictures of me at Aldi for the way that I scan things?
Well, I don't know, Sam. Are you scanning them improperly?
I am not stealing, but if I get 3 jars of pickles every single week, and when I scan one, it takes 10 years to scan the other 2, so I put all 3 in the bag, and as I scan, and then I have to wait, and then I scan it again. But I put them in the bag before I scan
Sam,
all 3.
Sam, what you need to do is loudly, aggressively announce your scanning. There's one.
Sam, if they're recording you, they keep the receipt as well, I believe.
I scanned 3 pickles. There's only 3 pickles in the bag.
On one occasion, Lienertz was using what was described in court papers as, quote, sleight of hand.
Oh, he's a magician.
He would bag the items with one hand while bagging multiple items with the other to appear he was scanning.
Coordinated.
Very coordinated. Sometimes he just made less than the number of attempts to scan the number of items, like in Sam's pickles scenario. Mm.
I always scan all 3 jars. I'll show you my receipt.
Well, see, what I'll do sometimes, for example, if I'm buying multiple jars or multiple items of the same kind, I'll just take one of them, scan it, drop one. Scan it, drop the second one, scan it, put it in.
Yeah, that takes a long time.
Well,
you know what would solve this entire problem? Putting checkers back where checkers belong.
Well, hold on, Captain. A lot of grocery stores and even Target are doing exactly that.
Good.
They're getting rid of the self-checkout. I think Hy-Vee is going back to a more cashier-friendly checkout.
Walmart did report that they were getting rid of the self-checkout, and then at all of the Walmarts here in the metro, they redid all the self-checkouts to make them bigger. So they reported they were getting rid of them and then said, just kidding, we figured that was too expensive.
I think for a Walmart with all of those and the way that it's in a cube, the way that right. aisle is put together.
Target's the same
can
way.
Can you even put a number on the dollar amount going out, just walking out the door every
no.
day?
No.
Because one person cannot keep track of all that's going on a pat. Like, think Sunday before a Chiefs game.
Right.
And I've never had the greeter say, can I check your receipt?
By the way, do you know who has the best high resolution, we're looking at you cameras?
Lowe's.
And Home Depot.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You see your own face in real time because I flip it off every time that camera.
Recording.
See, and it says recording. Oh, no. I think it's angry and awful. And I'm like, I'm sorry that you can't pay a decent wage to scan my can of paint so that you have to then accuse me of doing something untoward, which I am not doing.
It didn't accuse you. It just informed you.
It's very violating.
It does seem a little aggressive.
It's angry and red in all caps. You are being recorded.
It just says recording, but it is a very high-resolution camera. It is good.
I do look good in those images.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at my hair.
You don't
today.
Check your hair and
that's
like.
That's not bad.
Oh, look at that.
Adjust the sunglasses on the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Did we pay for those?
Yes, we did.
Did we? Roy in Topeka. Hello, Roy.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
First of all, you're wrong for saying Winona Ryder. I cracked up on that. when you first brought out this story, I kind of felt sorry. I said, why wouldn't they just buy something for the police officer because he's getting donuts? But as you got further and further along, I said, oh,
yeah,
this is what's going on. First of all, do you know the age of this person?
No. He's a lieutenant colonel, so I figure he's in his 40s.
Then there must something. I'm thinking there must be something mental going on. If he went to trial and they said, "Hey, we're on to you," and you still do the same thing, it sounds like there's a problem, a mental problem going on, to where he needs some help in that instance. You know, because I feel sorry that he lost his career over that. And then on top of that, when you guys were mentioning the image scanners, if you go to those self checkout at Walmart, they have one directly overhead. I remember when my wife and I were scanning things, we could look up and see our pictures, and the guy still tried to put a sticker on there, and they try to call it heavy. And that's just to notify you that you pay for it. I said, well, I don't want that. Hmm. I said, you got cameras looking at me all the way. If you want to, you can check the cameras, but my receipt, I'm not going to have to prove that to you. But I was just kind of wondering if there was something mental going on with this particular person.
Well, one would think so. We don't know. We're not psychologists. Can't play one on the radio.
But why would someone do that?
Yeah, and what was what's your beef, Roy, with my Winona Ryder? What the heck kind of dog do you have?
Puppy dog.
That's my dog, Chase. German Shepherd.
Clearly.
I don't have a beef with Winona Ryder. I just remember her doing that same thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I was mistaken by mentioning her. And
No. I just said you were kind of wrong because it made me laugh.
Oh, I got
and
it. I got
remember,
it.
I remember she got in trouble. I think she went into a...
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and stole something. And you try to figure out all the money that you have and you're going to go and steal something.
She didn't just steal something. She stole $5,000 worth of merchandise.
Yes, yes. But that's all I wanted to say, and I love you guys' show. Thank you.
Thank you. And the show is yours. Thank you. Mike in Harrisonville. Mike, hello.
Hi, guys. Hey, love our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just wanted to, you know, comment on the self-checkout deal. My wife and I, we use Scan and Go at Walmart, and I tell you, I will never stand in line again. That is so easy. You just scan the item as you shop. It'll ask you at the end how many items you got in the cart. All you do is verify them, stop by the self-checkout, hold your phone up, and bam, I'm out the door.
Mike, tell Dana more about the wonders of using Scan and Go or self-checkout.
Mm-hmm. Scan and Go is the way to go. I mean, if you got 20, 25 items or less, it's the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own bags out in the car. We just put your stuff in the car and bags in the car, man. that way I'm not standing in line waiting for nobody no more.
That up, baby.
It makes me angry enough, Mike, that I just started Instacarting.
And is it just me or
I'll show you. I'm gonna pay more so I don't have to put up with your
We got it. We got the word.
Have the checker outers gotten slower?
No.
No, Sam, we are the checker outers. And so yes, we've gotten slower. You know why? Because I wasn't trained in that particular skill set.
When you do wait in line, it's like, oh hey, how's your day going?
It's going well.
How's yours going? boop. I'm like, can we scan a little faster here? I don't have time for this conversation.
Jeez Louise, what is wrong with you? 913-586-7798. Actress Helen Hunt joins us at 4:15 here on Dana and Parks. I mentioned just a minute ago, we're going to have Helen Hunt on the program here in a few minutes.
Catalog is deep.
It is deep. Got her start at age 9 on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you said?
Yeah.
Huh. By the way, Comic-Con is at Bartle Hall. This thing gets bigger and better every year. March 21st through the 23rd. Here are just some of the names that I recognized. Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210. Tori Spelling from Beverly Hills 90210. Mario Lopez, AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, legendary actress Anne Margaret.
Wow.
And Bob West, the original voice of Barney.
Oh.
I love you.
We don't have to do that.
We're a happy family with a great big hug,
Sam,
and a kiss from you to me.
We don't have to do that.
Dana?
No,
I want to tell you something. And I mean this. I mean this from the heart. I love you, and I think you love... You can take your headphones off. I'm sitting right across from you.
You're creeping me out. That's actually creepy. I mean, God bless him. It's a paying acting gig.
Yeah.
You know,
One of the characters from... actors from Band of Brothers is going to be there.
Okay. Okay.
Cars are driving off the road right now.
What I was trying to say was that Helen Hunt, when you look her up, it's, you know, I loved her role as Jamie Buckman in Mad About You. I loved everything about Mad About You with her and Paul Reiser.
Mm-hmm.
But you look up, you forget how many movies that woman has starred in, the whole nine yards. As Good as It Gets.
She was not in the whole nine yards.
For those of you who have forgotten, As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson, who we started the show talking about, she won the Golden Globe, the Screen Actors Guild, and the Oscar. Why?
I didn't do anything.
We're a happy family. Oh my gosh, you know, I hate to say something awful about a beloved children's character, but I could let her rip right now.
What is it about?
I don't know.
I wonder what he's charging for autographs.
I could watch Dora. I could watch Teletubbies, although that was weird. You know, that was more just noises.
Oh, that was gross.
Like, there were certain things, like, as parents that you could tolerate.
What was that? Kylo?
Caillou. Caillou didn't want to share his toy.
So if
Caillou
you,
was snotty.
Is there a whinier, more awful written character in the history of all television?
And who's the kid?
Caillou. And the answer is no.
No, you're right. Who was the kid? I thank God every day that when I wake up, I don't have to watch those shows anymore. Who was the kid with the magic crayon?
Oh, Harold.
Harold and the Magic Crayon.
They just made a movie out of that, but I think it went straight to, stream.
The trash?
Yeah.
By the way, if you want an autograph from Bob West, the voice of Barney, at Comic-Con, that is going to run you $40.
Okay.
If you want a table selfie, that's 20 bones.
Is he in the purple costume?
No, I don't think so.
That autograph is a little hard to read. He doesn't have thumbs.
Sam, he just said in my ear, do you get to punch him?
Oh, Sam.
That's 150.
That's 150. His price is going up.
Why not? I mean.
Stop it.
I wonder what, like, a photo with Tori Spelling, because I always thought she was hot when I was younger. And by younger, I mean in college. Simmer down.
Let's not look that up.
An autograph from Tori Spelling is 60 bones.
I'll tell you this. Comic-Con in Kansas City brings it. Every year, we get huge stars that make a pit stop here.
It's a big list this year. Mario Lopez, what are you going to charge me, buddy? Let's see here. Mr. Lopez, it's all in alphabetical order, of course. Boy, there's a lot of M's this year. Mario Lopez is 60 bones for an autograph. Oh, appearance canceled.
No.
Yep. Appearance canceled. I'll take him off the list. Okay. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Helen Hunt joins us at 4:15 this afternoon. She's part of Comic-Con, March 21st through the 23rd at Bartle Hall, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.